If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into the show. It is Early Break on the Ticket. No Jake Sorensen today. I would assume that Jake is back tomorrow.
Know about
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, really?
When you get that sick. Plus, you know, chime in all of our medical people. I mean, shouldn't you have a couple days on something like this?
Please.
Yes.
All of our medical people.
Yes. Well, I know we have a nurse from California that will let us know.
Please weigh in.
Yes.
We did get a text last segment from Wet Blanket, follow up
the blanket
that says because you said you guys had talked about how you haven't heard from Wet Blanket in a while and that you were excited to hear from him. Wet Blanket says, I actually texted in yesterday, but Jake did not read it, and he copied the text.
What was it?
Sip, stop. The best thing that happened to Nebraska basketball is that Bearcay stopped trying to score. He changed his focus to the things that he's good at. Okay. Bearcay trying to add to his offense is the recipe for a first-round exit.
But what if he just gets naturally hot and it happens organically, Wet Blanket? Then you don't tell him to turn the faucet off.
Yeah. Then maybe he gets more touches close to the rim. I'm not saying, like, let's get some more threes up there, buddy.
That's not what I'm saying.
No,
I'm not saying
that at all.
Him to become Pete Maravich.
Or I mean, yeah, exactly. It's a pistol.
Just if he's, I mean, if he can just enhance his scoring a little bit.
Around the rim.
Yeah.
And also,
and he's good around the rim.
And rebound buckets. Yes. 100. Offensive rebound buckets.
100. He's a very athletic big. And he came here, wouldn't you agree, to him as a guy you thought would be a scorer?
I disagree. I thought the thing
that's it.
That
what?
Where's Jake?
Okay.
Can Jake call in?
Hey, you know what?
Let's
do an experiment.
Connor, run the board.
Yeah.
Connor, get in here.
Let's play an experiment.
I'm gonna tell
Let me go ahead and get up from the seat and see how quickly this thing crumbles.
Yeah, wow.
Damn. Hey, now
should
we?
No, so you're telling me you did a deep dive into Bearcay before he got here?
You think he?
I think he. The thing that impressed me the most about Bearcay when he got here was his ability to move his feet on defense for the size of him.
Highly paid, though.
100%. But
they didn't bring him in here. They didn't pay him money to play defense.
See, but partially that's what the philosophy switched with Fred. And that's when Nebraska started to become more stable. It was 2 years ago when they brought Bearcay in. What was happening the previous year when they started having a little bit of success? They started really shoring things up on the defensive end of the floor.
I agree.
Because their 3-point shooting and their offense was not as stable and consistent as it was with Bryce last year. As it, 2 years ago, it was K-State Tominaga. Like that was Nebraska's primary source of offense. When they needed him to hit a bailout shot, he was able to. And that was a big reason why Nebraska wasn't able to contend with A&M a couple of years ago in the NCAA tournament.
Why?
Was because they didn't have the athleticism, especially right. defensively, right. to keep up with A&M. And so what did they do? They went out and got Bearcay Buchtengel. And I agree with Wet Blanket. He's become a lot more smarter on the offensive end of the floor. And I feel like that's where we've seen Bearcay's understood. And that's what this Nebraska team makes it so special, is they all understand their role. Bearcay, if he can be anywhere between 4 and 10 points with 6 to 8 rebounds and 2 assists, Nebraska's going to have as much success as they're having right now the rest of the year.
He has been better. I agree. He's been better. He's shot 47.6% over the last 5 games. So he's shooting it a little better.
So
Bearcay.
Yeah, Bearcay Buchtengel. Is highly paid. There's a lot of resources going into Bearcay. You needed him to pan out the way he has.
Tell you what we need. We need that place full and cranked up. I don't want to hear this, well, they're 11-point favorites, and this crap's never happened.
I think it'll be full.
Everything is going to be full.
22 in a row. It's 18. Nonstop. It should be like, but not just full. It should be mayhem. It should be, the place should be absolute mayhem. I don't want to hear this, Washington's not real good. What are we talking about? I get a little bit of that sometimes. So I don't know if they're that good, so we should be fine. We'll win.
A little bit of it for me.
Yeah,
actually.
But I'm like, no, the play should be nuts. I mean, this has never happened. Swimming will never happen again in your life, just so you know.
I know.
You'll be here at our age going, and all you'll talk about is, I remember.
God, good
I remember 2026.
That's what I've kind of told some folks, is like, this is the closest I've gotten as a Nebraska fan to what the 90s was like for football. Now, it's not on the same level, right? Because it's not the national championships.
Yeah, there's something to it, though.
But the pure...
Where you just expect to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, yeah, we'll win. Yeah, we'll win.
Like tonight.
Yeah. A lot of jokes have been made about the trip over the weekend, like with Jake and I. Like, here's the deal, though. There was zero doubt in my mind going to Northwestern. Like, we went into that gym, and you just kind of had the feeling, the confidence of, all right, Nebraska's going to come in here. They're going to take care of business, and it's going to be a business trip. You're going to get out of here.
And how about that? 3,000 people. Nebraska. Yeah.
Remember there was a pundit that said there would be no takeover.
Right.
There was a takeover swing.
Oh yeah.
He gave
me
the win the other day.
What's that?
Sean did.
Did he?
He gave me the W.
Gave you the W on that one. Thank you, Sean. Yeah. Did he talk at all about your vacation that he seems to not be giving you? Because that's been.
Let's not bring that up.
Bring that up, Swim, when he comes on
any
today.
Any good movies you guys seen lately? Like, there's some.
Do you
want
to go on vacation?
Yeah. There's some good ones out.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's take a break. People are clamoring because there was no song of the day in this segment. This is only the second segment. So we're going to song of the day next.
Oh, song of the day's song next.
Song of the day's next, and Bill's Thrills is next.
Okay.
Yeah. Bill's Thrills is way down.
Wednesday.
7:30. Yeah. Have you looked at the rundown at all?
I have.
Is there any preparation at all? Because I think I think he's right. I think Song of the Day should have been done already. I think Song of the Day and Bill Searles was in this section.
In what world?
Yeah.
Let's do the roll call.
Yes. Do your roll call again. Ask that one again.
The mailbag.
Bugaboo Tuesday.
The mailbag is next, as well as Song of the Day.
Song of the Day, then mailbag.
Yes. Okay. This is only the second segment because we went 40 minutes,
Connor,
in the first segment.
During the break. See if you can run the board.
Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead. I'll go do my fitness, as you guys call it.
Stop it. Stop.
No, come on. I'll say some disparaging stuff.
I'll talk to Bruce.
Go ahead. He's already texted this morning. Anyway, mailbag's next. Send in your text 464-5685.